This podcast is sponsored by Happy Warrior Kava. Be a happy warrior. Drink, relax, and enjoy the strong and smooth taste of the best-selling kava in the islands. Happy Warrior Kava. This podcast is sponsored by Happy Warrior Kava. Be a happy warrior. Drink, relax, and enjoy the strong and smooth taste of the best-selling kava in the islands. Happy Warrior Kava.
Aloha, and welcome to another edition of HNN Overtime, the Hawaii News Now sports podcast, coming to you from the HNN Digital Center. I am Kyle Chinen, joined as always by Sienna Pilliton, Davis Pittner. Good morning again. We're back here in the AM.
Yes.
You know, it was nice last week when we had a later one.
It was.
And now it's like we're right back here to another morning podcast, yeah. Guys.
We always make our way back home.
Yeah. Definitely. It's a little refreshing. Not refreshing. But
refreshing?
Like, refreshing? I don't know.
You're still waking up. That's for sure. Busy week, guys.
Busy.
Lots of stuff going on.
It's actually my favorite time of year.
It is.
Ooh.
March is here.
March is here.
And you can see who I took. I actually have multiple brackets. Yep. This is one of the teams that I've chosen, so I'm kind of fake. But this is go Wildcats.
If you only have one bracket during March Madness, are you really doing it right?
Yeah, you gotta have multiple if you're.
Right. Exactly. Well, do you guys? I know people who have like 15 brackets. I'm like, all right, done.
Yeah, it's a little much. That's a little much. But do you guys? We'll talk about it more later. But do you guys also choose like a bracket that's realistic and then another bracket that's like this isn't gonna happen? All the upsets are happening.
100%.
Like, you got the 15th beating one.
Yes. I have like one that's all upsets. One that I actually think is gonna happen. One for the teams that I actually like. So I'll take teams that I personally have like a vendetta against. You know what I mean? And just like it's none of it actually comes true. It's more true. Just like my personal feelings.
True.
I definitely had that too, but then like for some reason the bracket that I chose, I was kinda like, oh, upset here, upset there. It's actually doing better than the one that I actually tried on.
You never know.
Well, there's been some crazy upsets lately. Yeah,
definitely.
Stay tuned. We're going to get to that in a bit.
Yes.
But we got to start off we got to head to Manoa and talk about the Bows very briefly.
Yep.
I just want to give some props to them. They did drop to the second seed after they lost to Long Beach.
Hello.
After they lost to Long Beach, but they have been playing well, and especially with Spiros being out, you know, got to give some props. It's a lot of young guys, a lot of freshmen, and they're holding their own, honestly.
Yeah, I think, you know, obviously the team and Coach Charlie Wade, they don't believe in moral victories, but if you look at their last match, the second match against Long Beach State, they took them to 5. And they had a plethora of errors. So, you know, realistically, they eliminate the errors. They could have very easily won that game in 5 against a top team like Long Beach, you know, 1-2. Now they flip-flop each other. But now they're back at home. They're on the road. It's not an easy place to play, truth be told. It is difficult to go into the Walter Pyramid. Honestly, just walking and looking at that thing is pretty crazy to think that there's a pyramid in Long Beach, California.
Yeah, it's a little weird.
But they were able to, you know, pull out 5 sets, and you know, they're only going to get better, keep working on it. And they're playing CSUN at home, so they're back at home, familiar territory, against a team that, you know, is pretty beatable, but it's the Big West, so anything can happen.
Yeah, and one thing that threw out, a little stat, Voss needs one more block to become the 7th Warrior all-time with 400 total blocks.
Dang.
And he needs 7 more to move into the school's career top 5 list. So, he has been crazy lately. I mean, you have Tread Rosenthal, who's been winning every single award, it seems like. These freshmen are really good. We'll have to wait and see. Maybe this is going to be their year this year. Maybe they can make it. Mm-hmm. But if it's not, this is a good team for
it's a good growing team.
Yeah, it's a good growing team, especially for the future if these guys stay.
Yeah.
And they'll only get better. It takes time. They're calling on names of guys who haven't really mm-hmm. even played this season, so it's going to be a transition period. So I think a lot of UH fans aren't worried.
Mm-hmm. I feel like with the men's volleyball team, like, yes, there's concern, but they always – the fans always will be like, okay, they'll find a way somehow. Yeah, yeah. And speaking of, like, the new guys, one of the guys that you keep saying, like, the freshman, Louis Sakonoko from France mm-hmm. – Big West Freshman of the Week. Thank you for reminding me you wrote that down. Shout out Davis again.
Out to UH actually. They provide some good
stuff.
They
do have really good notes. And to all the SIDs that I work with every single week, I definitely read those notes whenever you email them to me. So thank you. We appreciate that.
Appreciate it.
But you know, he's one of those guys along with Keone Thim and Chaz Galloway that's kind of been rotating at that outside position, outside hitter position. Since Spiros went down, so it's kind of by committee is mm-hmm. what Charlie was telling us this week. So only going to get better. And it's crazy to think that Tred Rosenthal is only 17 and Louis is a freshman.
At 17, that's just crazy. I was not doing this.
at 17, I was still in high school. Yeah.
Oh, I was in college.
I'm early.
I was heading straight into college.
Yeah. I was getting ready to finish school and get to college because
the memories, right there.
The glory days.
One last thing I saw this morning, also with volleyball. Check out these uniforms they're going to be wearing this weekend against CSUN. Pretty cool.
Yeah. I remember seeing that post too, and I think the caption said it's in honor of Prince Kuhio Day that's coming up. And
I like it.
There was another thing in the caption on Twitter that said that portions of the match will be announced in Olelo Hawaii. So
that's pretty cool.
That is really cool.
It's almost like Oregon in a way where you always see different uniforms. Yes. You know, big props to UH. Coming out with these. Just recently too.
Yeah.
They've been switching things up on us.
Mm-hmm. This is their fourth alternate this year, I believe. Or third.
That's
third,
pretty cool.
I believe. Because they have this, they had the military appreciation ones, and then they have their retros.
Yeah.
I'm glad that the Adidas deal with Hawaii, they're starting to allow them to roll things out. So
yeah.
And they got the local boys in them.
Yeah,
they
got the local boys. Yeah.
But yeah, that's going to be cool. I think Saturday they wear it during the second match, so if you're heading to the stand, you're going to see those. Pretty cool.
Yeah. One other, we got to keep moving along.
Yeah.
This is the story that we've been waiting to tell. I think this is like the fourth week in a row we've talked about this player. He's the new Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift. You know,
it's the NFL offseason.
We got to switch things over. Yeah. And of course, we are talking about Shohei, guys. This is some Showtime. Footage from Korea. The Dodgers are over there right now.
I say,
yes, of course, Shohei is over there, and fans went out and some drama over him.
A bit of drama.
Shohei's interpreter, everyone, mm-hmm. has been fired by the Dodgers after claims of a multi-million dollar
jeez.
Theft. So now, according to ESPN, at least $4.5 million has been wired from the Ohtani's bank account to an illegal bookmaking operation.
Oh, my goodness.
The interpreter, though, he's known Shohei for a decade, which is why it's very surprising. If I understand it right, there was some gambling debts that were there, and the interpreter was allegedly, using money from Shohei to pay those off. So it's kind of interesting that this would happen. You wouldn't really think that would happen, especially for a guy that's known him for that long. But
this is really sad, actually.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I remember when I say I remember as but when Shohei first originally signed with the Dodgers and came over, and he knew nothing about the United States, and he knew some English, but he really mm-hmm. relied on Ipe. And I used to watch, the Angels Live, the pregame show, and they would have sometimes Shohei on with Ipe, and they had such a good friendship from what it seemed like, because they came together through mm-hmm. this whole process, and he's kind of stood by his side through all the fame and the money, and now being married and going to the Dodgers, and to see this happen is just really sad.
Yeah, and like you see all those videos of them just hanging out in the dugout and like
and Ipe became part of the team. I mean, he was with them for every single game, a part of the Angels, I mean. And so there were guys on the team that became friends with him, you know? You have someone that's part of your locker room. He's almost like a player on the team.
Right.
And so I think everyone was pretty shocked that this happened, especially like illegal gambling, dog. Like what are we doing?
It's... Like, you're Shohei's interpreter. You really don't have to be...
And I'm sorry, like what sport are you gambling on? Like, y'all are really, from Japan, like, you know what I mean? Like,
right.
It's not like he's doing illegal, like, underground NFL games unless you are into that. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know
it's
what
so
you're
crazy.
Gambling on.
I feel like whenever there's money involved, especially millions, like, people just change around you.
Yeah.
And especially with Shohei getting that $700 million deal, I'm sure, you know, the people around him are, like, asking him for money nonstop. And, I mean, people just kind of change around you for the worst. So, I mean, this is crazy. Also, just a future story, once we get more information, but apparently the new interpreter for Shohei is a Midpack alum.
Go Owls.
So, go Owls.
Yeah, that's pretty awesome.
That's pretty cool.
I mean, if it can't be me, I'm glad it's another
one. Wait, how many years of Japanese did you take?
Okay, guys, so I had posted this on Twitter, and unless anyone wants to follow me, it's Sienna Pulitin, period.
period.
I took 2 semesters of Japanese.
Oh.
So if the Dodgers want to hire me, your people call my people.
She meets the qualifications.
Two semesters.
She does.
You won't find anything more fluent than that.
I mean, she's, you know, people are already hyping about it. I mean,
exactly.
We practically already have you.
ready. Yes.
I had no idea Davis was going to
It was
back,
ready.
So
surprise, everyone.
Surprise.
I mean, that would be amazing if I could start as his interpreter, and next thing you know,
you interpret into a relationship.
Yeah. Turn into a relationship.
Oh,
I had that one ready.
That was good.
You,
that was quick.
That made my whole day.
Oh, my goodness.
So, I'm available.
Hey, most jobs need, what, 2 years, right? Minimum 2 years of experience.
Yeah,
Two semesters.
Two semesters.
I know Excel. Like, what else?
She knows Excel.
I know Excel. I'm proficient in Excel.
Proficient in PowerPoint presentations. Like,
PowerPoint.
If ever y'all need.
She can be there.
I will be there.
Wow.
I have no work-life balance.
We got to make it happen.
No work-life
balance. She bought the dedication. She bought the job.
You don't really got to pay me too much, you know?
Just being around him is.
She doesn't gamble. She doesn't gamble.
She doesn't gamble.
Yeah.
She just does March Madness, but that's for fun. I just can't imagine. I just picture like either three of us just up at the podium next to him, and like a reporter's like, "So Shohei, you know this game, da 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 da. You're gonna be pitching tonight, da blah blah blah." And then he says something in Japanese, and you go,
"I changed the whole thing."
Yeah. No. He says. Dang, that's crazy. Like, yeah, I'd really be doing that.
Shohei Ohtani. Yeah. Damn, that's crazy.
That's crazy.
How do you feel about the loss?
That's crazy.
That's crazy.
I don't know. And then, you're just, okay, thank you guys. That's it. One question and you're out.
It's like, remember a couple years ago when someone got busted at the White House for being like a fake ASL?
Yeah, a fake ASL interpreter, yes.
Like, homie was making it up on the spot.
Dude was doing bird signs. Like, oh, my goodness. But, I mean, this is an ever-evolving story, so we'll see what happens.
Yeah.
But, man, it's crazy to think.
No,
it is crazy.
It really be your own people.
It really do be, unfortunately.
We'll have to see. And future stories about the Owls, then, I guess.
Yes. Go Owls.
Mid-Pacific Institute.
Go Owls. So, a little drama there.
A little bit of drama.
I wonder if we're going to bring up Shohei again next episode. Oh,
guaranteed.
We'll find a way.
Probably.
We'll find a way,
I will find a way.
Yeah. Well,
maybe it won't be an Arizona shirt next time. It'll be a number 17.
Hey.
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 Well. Now we're going to move into our basketball section, everyone. But we first got to talk about the Wahine.
Get your head in the game.
Get your head in the game. Now, their season is officially over. They were in the tournament, the WBIT. And, they ended up losing 60-65 against Cal. The Wahine finish their season 20-11. Overall, they were a really good team this year. And
another magical season.
I think there were a lot of high expectations for their postseason play, and it just didn't happen. It just didn't work in their favor, which, it does for a lot of teams, but played hard until the last minute, last second.
I think I'm glad that they played in this tournament because I feel like a lot of fans and the team themselves felt that their game against UC Davis, cool name, by the way.
It's a great name. It's a great name.
UC Davis.
Best name college.
Yeah. Go Aggies.
Go Aggies. Yeah.
But, just the way that they kind of played flat against Davis in the Big West, they really didn't want to end their year on that. But they had a much better showing against Cal, kept it close, had the lead for a lot of the game. It's sad to see, but again, a great season. They were dominant in the Big West. It's one of those things where every time we talk about this team, they might struggle at points in the year, but they always find a way to find themselves back at the top at the end of the year. And a credit to Laura Beeman, credit to the coaching staff and the players. Shout out to their two seniors leaving, Ashley Toms and Olivia Davies. But also, too, that just means the team is going to be pretty much the same.
Yeah. Yeah,
going into next year, which is scary.
It is scary. I mean, that's exactly like the volleyball team. Mm-hmm. They got a lot of young talent.
Absolutely.
And they continue to grow, and this is only going to make them grow even more.
Right.
So, pretty exciting. Pretty exciting for the future for these guys.
Definitely.
One heck of a season, though.
One heck of a season. And it's cool. They have this. They were part of this brand new tournament, the WBIT, the Women's Basketball Invitation Tournament.
Mm.
We'll stick with WBIT. It's a little bit of
But I was going to be honest. Yeah. I really forgot about that there was that other tournament too.
Yeah. So this is the inaugural season of this tournament. It's basically the best 32 teams in the country that didn't make March Madness. So a lot of the regular season champions of conferences that didn't, you know, win the conference tournament, they're automatic bids, and then some at-large. So, like, the first four teams out of March Madness usually get in, too. So it's cool they're expanding the game, more tournaments for the women's side of college basketball. Because, you know, with men's, you have the NIT, you have, you know, all these other, like, pay-to-play tournaments. So.
Like you said earlier, my favorite time of the year is March Madness.
March Madness.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And it's been madness, to say
crazy.
The least.
Oh, crazy.
So I just want to know, how's your guys' brackets going?
It's over.
Already?
Yeah, it's already busted.
Mine is too,
but. Let me just say, Kentucky, you let me down.
Kentucky.
I had you.
We should have known.
I had you.
They hung out with Drake then. That's what happened.
Yeah.
I had you in the Final Four, and every single bracket I made,
no.
I had Kentucky in the Final Four, guys.
Like, I at least had them in Sweet 16.
Who saw that one coming? I didn't see that.
No one.
I didn't
no.
see that coming. That was crazy. Just March
Davis.
Madness for you. I mean, you never know what's going to happen. While we talk about it more, let's throw up our president's bracket.
UConn.
You know, a lot of people are choosing UConn to win.
Yes, that's like the heavy favorite.
Yeah, that is the heavy favorite out there.
Wait, I can't see. What is his Final Four? UConn, Houston. Is that Tennessee?
Tennessee. Yes.
And North Carolina.
North Carolina.
Not bad.
All of his teams are still in it. He still has his Final Four.
Okay.
So
it could happen.
It could happen. Lots of upsets though. I'm kind of happy. I called a couple of them.
Did you?
I did. I had Duquette beating BYU.
Wait, Duquesne?
Duquesne. Sorry, I was trying to read off the.
I know it's
that,
small.
And it's very small. Yes, Duquesne. I had them winning. That was one heck of a game.
Did you guys take Oregon?
I took Oregon.
I did take Oregon. Yeah, I took Oregon as well.
Oh, in one of my brackets, I didn't because, like we were saying earlier, I'm definitely a try, figure it out. And then the second one, I'm like, let me go with the upsets.
Just going to go with every upset.
Absolutely. I think the biggest upset has got to be the Kentucky-Oakland game.
So far,
after the game. we all collectively found out it's not Oakland, California. It's Oakland, Michigan. Yeah. They're in Auburn Hills, Michigan.
Yeah, never would have thought.
Yeah.
It's just...
Shout out to them.
Shout
out to
you.
There's always, every year, there's one team every that year. Comes out of nowhere. So.
Every single year.
So I do the CBS Sports one that I think we're all in.
Yeah.
And then, I'm in the CBS Sports and then the ESPN tournament too.
I do too. I do those too. Yeah. We're all in one.
I do those two. And one bracket, I'm like in the top 360,000.
Wow.
I know. Good. Which isn't that good. But I mean, I'm proud of it.
I'm here for it. So good for you.
Thank you.
I will say
it's a big accomplishment. Yeah. I think I had Kentucky all the way in that one too.
Oh,
so there you go.
It's not.
I will say the March Madness brackets that we have for work that we're all in.
Oh yeah, that's
one of my brackets is ranked fourth right now, and the other is 12th. So,
wow, Kyle,
a basketball guy.
Good for you. Can you check where I'm at?
Yes.
I'm very far.
Guess who's in second place right now?
Lynn Kawano.
Lynn Kawano. I feel like she like succeeds in every single like tournament or whatever is going on.
She just clutches up.
Oh, am I that far down?
You're 20th with one bracket, and then
I'm right there with you. See,
your other bracket
is Davis below me.
I'm 18th. I think.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Or something.
Davis's second bracket is 18th, and your first bracket is 20th.
Not bad.
Your second bracket is 34th.
That's the Wildcats.
Bear down. Bear down. So it looks like you have UConn and Arizona to take it, and Davis, you have UConn and Purdue.
Yeah.
I have Kansas and Purdue.
Kansas and Purdue.
Yeah. Interesting.
Who are your guys' Final Fours?
I obviously have Kentucky in mind. I think mine is UConn. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Well, can I see how it would shape up?
Yeah. Let me try and get to the end so you can see it a little bit clearer. Okay. It's still not even.
I definitely have UH.
Mm-hmm.
I think.
I don't think.
For me, I have UConn, North Carolina. I had Kentucky and Purdue.
That is Purdue, Arizona, and UConn.
And UConn. I had UConn, Arizona, Kansas, and Marquette.
Marquette.
It's funny. A lot of these teams played in the Maui Invitational, so they're just at the front of my mind.
No, that's good, though.
Yeah.
And I mean, like, for the Maui Invitational, they just be producing tournament teams.
They do be. Like Shamana.
Shout out to the Silver Swords.
Silver Swords.
We got some proud Silver Sword alumni in our building, so we can't diss them.
That's true.
I mean, every year we try, and
yeah,
I feel like I'm doing okay now, but
I know day one.
It's, day one, yeah.
Yeah, that was day one. Day two, I don't think it's looking good for me either.
No, me neither. So,
it's fun for us.
It's, I mean, that's just March Madness. Speaking of madness, there was a story I found regarding March Madness.
Uh-huh.
Guys, TGI Fridays
have a deal going on.
Look at that chicken. TGI Fridays
we got some wings.
It's some wings.
Some wings?
TGI Fridays is offering a consolation prize for college basketball fans with losing March Madness brackets.
Sign me up.
If you bring in your March Madness bracket showing you lost,
I like this story.
You get six free boneless wings.
Six free wings?
Six free wings. The giveaway starts Tuesday and runs through April 8th. So if you're nearby a TGI Fridays, head over there, and with your losing bracket, which is probably 99% of us.
Yeah.
So I don't know how TGI Fridays is going to have that many wings.
That's a lot of wings.
I miss the Hawaii TGI Fridays.
Do we not have one here?
No, we used to have one at Pearl Ridge. Mm. And then now
do we not have one in Kapolei?
No.
Oh.
We only have Chili's
out here. Oh, yeah, we have Chili's.
But I mean, I feel like TGI Fridays, like when I was up in the mainland, TGI Fridays, Applebee's, and Chili's
are like the same level
of just, I know I'm going to get a good experience.
Yes. Like nothing fancy, but like just good.
Gets the job
just
done.
Good. Yeah. It does get the job done.
Wings and mozzarella sticks is all I need.
You know I'm wondering too is, you know, Kyle knows I live over Waipio. And the Outback that used to be there is now an empty building. So there's so many possibilities that could go into that space.
Time crew.
Should we
open up our own TGIF-style restaurant?
We're closed on Sundays for Sunday football, obviously. Yeah.
And I don't know if we could afford giving away, like, wings for
brackets. There will be no giveaways.
There's no giveaways.
In fact, we'll give away wings if you have the perfect bracket.
That's true. Yes. If someone comes into the building with a perfect bracket, you get a free drink.
Just a couple.
Yeah, you get some water.
You get a cup of water.
We'll spruce it up. You get the pitcher.
For the table.
Exactly. But could you imagine H&M, like, hey, where are you going to go to dinner tonight? Oh, no. Let's go to Overtime's.
Let's go to Overtime's. That's not a bad idea, Kyle.
Didn't we talk
about, like, a little cookbook, too?
Yeah, Overcooked.
Overcooked?
Overcooked.
It was an idea that we didn't actually, like,
we'll have to make good on that promise this year.
Overcooked.
But if you go to Overtime's, the food is cooked perfectly.
Ooh,
that's our slogan.
That is our slogan.
Davis does all the cooking here.
Davis is the chef.
I don't know. Kyle knows how to.
And bartender.
Oh, I'm trying. Bartender. But I don't know. Kyle knows how to make a good spinach dip. So.
Well, I also know how to break my oven. So that's also true. Well, I'll be front of house.
Kyle would be front of house.
I
can see Kyle.
Shout out to all the people in the food service industry, because you guys are rock stars. But, like,
sure.
I think I'd be really like, hey, guys.
You would be the friendly face in the front.
Like, hey, how many?
Yeah.
Six? Okay, give me a second to get the table ready for you guys. It's
going to be a 15. We're fully booked.
It's going to be a 15-minute
wait. All the tables are empty. Yeah. Sorry, we're, like, really busy right now.
Sorry. But, like, you know how, like, restaurants, they, like, open up certain sections understaffed or, like, certain amount of wait staff, like, to per table.
Yeah.
We only have the three of us, so, like, only one section of... Because Outback's big.
It is, yeah.
I'm not going to help building. Much, let's be honest.
Like, Davis is going to be cooking in the back. Like, we have five orders for the table. Order up. She's like, huh?
I was like, hey guys.
Hi.
So if Kyle's at the front, I'm cooking. What are you doing?
What are you gonna do? I could maybe run our social media.
Social media manager.
What else could I do? I could play music.
DJ?
Yeah, DJ.
On the aux.
Yeah, there you go.
Yes. Actually, that's a good idea. Yeah.
I could. I could make nice shirts for us. We could.
Oh yeah, team
nice
apparel.
We could. Yeah, yeah.
There
yeah.
you go.
No, Davis. I think this would be fun, and I think on all our big screens we just show Overtime episodes.
Overtime. We have a full playlist on YouTube, so
like,
check that out.
We're not showing ESPN. Nothing. Yeah.
No.
It's us on the big screen.
It's H&N Overtime.
I agree.
And then we have to turn it on for every newscast, and then
yes, obviously
every newscast, yeah.
And then during the football season for 2-minute drill,
yes.
We're closed on Sunday, so Monday.
We're closed on Sundays. We don't reach noon, and we close at like 6.
And then they'd be like, "Oh, you guys doing like specials for Super Bowl Sunday?" Actually, no. The doors will be locked.
We're closed.
The doors are locked.
So you can take your business elsewhere,
or just go home, hang out in your garage and watch Super Bowl.
Overtime.
Yeah, watch some Overtime. Exactly, yeah. Exactly. But you know, what would our special like dish be?
Special dish?
Mm.
Ooh, I don't know.
Yeah.
I mean, you said spinach dip.
Spinach dip is
that'd
good.
That'd be like the appetizer.
That's a good appetizer
to me,
right
I'm
there.
Like, just a burger. Like, I'm just happy with
just a
burger.
Is good.
Burger.
Yeah.
Burger's good.
I love the thing is too, like with Chili's specifically, The triple dipper.
The appetizer.
The appetizers.
You can do good apps.
Is Kyle so good. Would have to be in charge of the appetizers.
A good taps and apps.
A good taps and app. Have you ever been? It's in Milani.
It's a Chili's?
No, it's like a it's a bar that has
really good food.
And like it's kind of like a beer lab.
Okay.
Type of situation, but it's up in Milani. Up in Milani Malka. It's a little hidden gem in Milani. Trust me. It's a hidden gem. That's like if you live there still, like that would be our spot because we didn't want to go all the way into town.
Yeah.
You know, but yeah, they have good apps. They have these these potato wedges with like Kahlua pig and cheese.
With Kahlua pig?
It's Kahlua pig, cheese,
yeah, sounds good.
And like bacon and
that actually
green onion.
Sounds really good.
Oh, it hits every single time. And they do really good garlic fries. If a restaurant can do a good garlic fry,
that's how you know.
Ooh, or a mozzarella.
Making me hungry now.
I know,
that sounds good.
I know it's early morning and none of us have had breakfast, I don't think.
No. And, it's funny because this screen has everything on it, and Sienna said no earlier on. And that's just because I know, like, at the front of our restaurant, we have to have, like, a picture or something.
Yeah, like,
right?
Picture frame.
A picture frame or something.
Yeah.
And you gave this to me this morning, and I think this has to be right at
the
front.
That's very good. You should have took Oregon to win it all.
I mean,
it's not happening.
I'm realistic. I'm crazy, but I'm realistic, guys.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, I love Puddles the Duck, but not that much to go all the way. But yes, this is kind of a we made an edit of you and Shohei last week, and we figured.
Yeah. So this, of course, this is Kyle.
Better than mine.
This is me. Yep.
No.
There I am.
Not next to the Currys.
Yes.
With the Currys.
With the Currys.
How you get on the
practically.
Bus?
He won the ring.
Okay, you
family,
guys' edits look so much better than mine.
Family friend. I'm just a family friend.
Family friend.
With the lay on.
With the lay on.
Yeah,
because
it's a celebration.
It's not bad that is.
It's not bad,
but you guys just want, like, Kyle really looks like he's out there.
Kyle
Davis
really
is on the bus. Driving
yeah,
the
I'm
bus.
On the bus.
Let me drive
Kyle,
the bus.
Kyle over there.
Like 24 about to run you over.
Oh yeah,
he coming.
Like, what is this reporter doing on the field?
Oh, need a
picture. Get off the field.
Honestly, I mean, it kind of
yours like fits. Like
yours
it's
looks
like
good.
He's posing in the background.
Yeah,
like,
it's like you wanted a picture of you, and he's like
photobombing.
He's like photobombing. Yeah.
It's like the
24 is coming over.
The Chanticleer mascot from the Hawaii Bowl. Just getting in all of our pictures, but
and then
that's
Steph.
Good.
That's so
good.
That is that's just perfect, Kyle. Props to Kyle. He's the graphics master here.
I wouldn't say that.
No, that's really good.
No, that's pretty good. I mean, I'm just a family friend of the Currys. So.
Yeah,
close
obviously.
Family friend.
Yeah, I actually have that. I actually have the trophy at our house.
I interpret.
You have Larry O'Brien at your house.
Yes.
Just chilling. It's next to all to the cookbook you've been using.
Yes,
that'd be crazy if you had like a legit Larry O'Brien trophy.
Why
and just,
would he have a Larry O'Brien?
But just hanging out in his kitchen.
Just hanging out in the kitchen.
Yeah. But
could do it.
We just wanted to.
It's pretty good.
To have some fun here. What did you think, C?
about this?
Yeah.
I mean, I said my piece that I don't think my edit is as good. So maybe next week we'll do something fun that's not Shohei involved. Maybe like. Me and Travis Kelce. I mean, like, I'm just putting it out there.
Are we bringing
back
the 8-7?
8-7.
Oh, he never left.
I was about to say, did he ever leave?
He's somewhere in this room. You just have to bring him back out.
Yeah.
You
know?
87, so, 15.
Maybe 15.
Yep. Maybe 15.
13? 13? Taylor Swift?
No.
Oh, no.
Yeah?
Her
number's 13, so,
I don't know.
Anybody else that you would want to take a picture with?
There's a lot of people I'd want to take a picture with, if we're being honest. But in terms of, like, my ideal would be their probably 15 is, like, my
15.
Number one.
Did you see that they opened a steakhouse in Kansas City and they, like, were so proud of the name that they picked?
What is it?
It was, like, it's 1587 Steakhouse.
Oh, yeah.
Like, yeah.
Guys, come on now.
Come on. Like,
yeah.
Sometimes, guys... Not everybody needs a restaurant, but we do.
We do. So stay tuned.
Stay tuned.
Stay tuned.
Stay tuned. Man, what a fun time today, guys.
That was a fun time. Got a little Shohei in, got a little March Madness.
Yes.
Next week we can talk about how our brackets are just completely gone.
Yeah, we'll
just completely gone.
Yeah.
Stay tuned for an update on that. But
on that,
and guys, we survived another morning.
We did.
Yes.
We did.
I feel like this was probably our most put together morning show.
I think so. Yeah, yeah. Yeah. I think so.
Proud of us.
Yeah, this is a good proud day.
Of us. It was a good day.
Period.
Good way to start our
good
day,
way
actually,
to start our Friday.
It is. Yeah. Yeah, it's just getting started.
It's a good Aloha Friday.
Yes.
A good TGI Friday.
TGI Friday?
and with that, I want to thank you guys so much for listening and watching to this edition of H&N Overtime. To see or hear any of our others, you head to Spotify, Apple Podcasts, where you get the rest of our H&N podcast. The video version is on the H&N YouTube channel. Again, everybody, let's point.
Is that with the QR code?
Yeah.
Is it?
It's going to pop up again.
Oh, little Kyle working some magic.
Movie magic there with the QR code that gets you to all of our stuff. Yep. And be sure to follow us on Instagram, H&N Overtime.
No spaces.
For all the fun that we're being that's being had here. Again, for Sienna Pilton, Davis Pinder, I'm Kyle Chinen. Thanks so much for listening and watching. Aloha.
This podcast is sponsored by Happy Warrior Kava. Be a happy warrior. Drink, relax, and enjoy the strong and smooth taste of the best-selling kava in the islands. Happy Warrior Kava.